from the very heart of evergreen forests. Under the starry sky of the desert, with the radiance of silver-colored sand, in the midst of proud mountains. Close up, Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. I am now in Chabahar, a city in Sistan and Baluchistan province in southeastern Iran. There are so many strange places in this world to visit. Today I have come to Chabahar in order to visit one of the strangest places of Iran, Lipar Wetland. This wetland is pink in color. Can you believe it? Pink! Lipar Wetland is one of the attractions of Iranian nature, which is distinguished from other lakes and wetlands because of its special color. Its pink color, which sometimes gets dark, is a result of plankton's activities. Lipar Wetland is located on the coastal path of Chabahar to Guatr. Various types of tamarisk shrubs and gum arabic trees have made the wetland spectacular. Also, the existence of birds like coot, flamingo, heron, sand grouse, sisi, partridge, and tawny eagle have added to the beauty of this region. It's interesting to note that this wetland is not natural and has been made by the advice and capital of one of the local people of here. I am now standing by Lipar Wetland. We only imagine the color blue for water and sea and ocean and... But sometimes we have to set aside the idea and trust our eyes. Anyway, this wetland is pink, a dark pink which goes red in some parts of it. Amazing scenery, really unique. I'd better walk further. Oh, the pink reminds me of strawberries. Let me taste the water. Oh my god. So salty. Salty and a little bitter. Walking alongside this wetland with the sound of birds heard and the breeze dancing in the air is really pleasant. For your information, Lipar Wetland is muddy, so forget about driving by a car. The local tour guide also cautioned me about overweight and obesity of over 100 kilograms as he deemed dangerous for walking in this lagoon shore. So, lose weight before making a trip here. One of the plants which is abundantly grown in this region is a type of wild cotton. The local people here know how to use any plant. They use the cotton for making pillows and mattress. Oh, I can't take my eyes off these beauties. I close and open my eyes once in a while and get astonished by seeing a pink wetland. Until next time, goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.